Good evening. Welcome to worship at First Federated Church on this Good Friday evening. We're glad that you are here with us, and this evening's service is interactive and responsive. So if you haven't picked up a bulletin, there is yet time. The bulletin will be our guide through this evening's service. As well, this service has a somber tone as it is Good Friday, but Easter is coming, and it is only 3 days away. As the people of God, we are called to worship. Please join me in the responsive call of worship. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And please stand to sing the doxology if you are so able. Will you please lift your hearts with me in the Lord's Prayer? Please pray with me now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain
to receive honor and glory and blessing.
Let us pray. Everlasting God, we have gathered here this evening to remember Jesus Christ and his crucifixion on the cross. Dark are the hours between now and Easter, but they are not without hope or love. Our hope is in you, God Almighty. And we know the love of Christ that he gave to us through his life, winning victory over death, that we know true love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests with the elders and the scribes and the whole council held a consultation. They bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. The Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the Pavement. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world,
to testify to the truth."
Lord of bliss, to bear the truth. my soul to bear the dreadful curse for my soul.
So they took Jesus, and he went out carrying his own cross to the place called the Place of the Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. And although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he had suffered. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb. He opened not his mouth. And there was a voice of many angels, numbering myriads and myriads and thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. That Christ has come to save
the world, to save sinners.
What can I say for you? To what compare you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What can I liken you that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For vast as the sea is your wound, who can restore you? For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many.
And a sword shall pierce your own souls also.
At the cross her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping, where he hung the dying Lord. For her soul of joy bereaved, bowed with anguish deeply grieved, felt the sharp and the piercing sword.
And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And then Jesus told his disciples, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his own life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And as they led him away, they seized one, Simon of Cyrene, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also serve me also."
And there followed him a great multitude of people and of women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction.
Thank you.
And when they had came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments by casting lots. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics,
or sandals,
or staff.
And they did crucify him and the criminals, one on the left and one on the right. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering vinegar and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. I am the way and the truth and the life.
And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near her, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to his disciple, "Behold your mother." Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council and a good and righteous man who had not consented to their purpose and deed, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him, and Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and departed. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory and blessings. Let us pray a moment of silent prayer, and then I will conclude our time in prayer. Please join me in a moment of silent prayer. Blessed are you, our Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and died. Lord, this hour, this day is a dark day, but Sunday is coming, the day in which Christ is raised from the dead, and we too raised with him. But as we think about the darkness that surrounds this day, may we not forget that Christ willingly sacrificed his life that we might be united with you in eternity. Lord, we praise you for that self-sacrifice. We also praise you for the opportunity to remember who Christ is and what he has done in our lives. May we leave this place knowing that it is dark, but light is coming. Lord, we give you praise now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
To Christ our Lord, who loves us, who stretched out his arms on the cross in order to embrace the world, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.